This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Does this economy mean that we're done with moonlighting? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Imagine a job market so strong, people don't have to hold down several jobs at once to get by. That's what the numbers are showing, a drop in the number of people trying to fit in job one, job two, or maybe job three, because in some cases, job one is now enough. Our Thursday guest, Diane Swank, called this to our attention. She's chief economist at the tax and consulting firm, Grant Thornton.
With the rise in low-wage wages, we've seen that people, not only are they looking harder for higher wage jobs because people are paying more now, they have to find a new employer, but also they're not having to accept as many jobs. The number of multiple job holders since February of 2020, pre-pandemic, has fallen by 1 million people. That is huge.
Also helps explain all these employers who say they can't find people, because if person A isn't doing two different jobs, just one, that leaves one open.
Or two or three, exactly. And I think it's one of the reasons why we're seeing so many shortages out there. It's not just that people don't want to work. It's actually they just don't want to work multiple jobs, which is really hard.
All right, Diane Swank. She's at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The IRS is making some tax adjustments because of higher inflation. While tax rates stay the same, the brackets where various rates and deductions kick in are changing. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The IRS is required by law to adjust certain tax rates to account for inflation. So a married couple can earn almost $20,000 more next year before being moved into the top 37% tax bracket. Married couples filing jointly in 2022 also get a higher standard deduction. It jumps to almost $26,000. And for single filers, it's nearly $13,000. You can also put more money into a healthcare flexible spending account. Plus, you can carry over more unused funds from one year to the next. And you can give gifts next year of up to $16,000 without paying taxes or cutting into the amount of money you can give away in your lifetime tax-free. That's up $1,000. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Now to our ongoing coverage over the exodus of 2021. We're calling it quitting time, reimagining work. Across the country, nurses are quitting in record numbers. A September survey by the American Association of Critical Care Nurses found that 2/3 have considered leaving the field because of the pandemic. Peter Sadu is a registered nurse who worked in the intensive care unit at Kaiser Permanente Woodland Hills Medical Center in Southern California. He left the bedside in April after nearly 20 years. He's now the state treasurer of a union that represents healthcare workers, United Nurses Associations of California Union of Healthcare Professionals. Mr. Sadu, good morning.
Good morning.
So was this a clear-cut decision in the spring for you to leave, or were you conflicted?
Yeah, I struggled. It was a very tough decision for me. And I would have to say, you know, the reason that I left the bedside was that I was tired. I was having panic attacks. I was anxious. Every time I would wake up and know that I had to go to work that night, I would start thinking to myself, all right, prepare yourself. You're going to not have enough staff. You probably won't get to eat. You may not even get to use the restroom, and you're going to see several people die. And that's a lot to take on.
Yeah, you're describing almost a wartime experience, right? I mean, this intense pressure that people in the healthcare field remain under. And by last spring, with another surge happening, that was your life.
It was. I mean, when COVID first hit, I'm like, okay, here we go, go time. This is going to be our moment to step in and kind of do what we were trained to do. And I think that everybody stepped up. But the lack of change in the infrastructure, the lack of hiring kind of led to that burn. I mean, the first wave, I perfectly understand why we were in the crisis that we were in. And the second one hit us a little bit worse, and we were still recovering. But I don't think that there were any excuses for us not to be prepared for that third one.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of it as a matter of policy, it gets to the notion of, are there enough resources? But at the personal level, it's probably that you were overworked. I mean, I can't even imagine the hours you were being asked to put in.
And the hard part about it is that when one of your coworkers calls you and says, hey, can you just come in and help us for a few hours? I haven't had a lunch break. You know what that feels like. And so that's where you'll see frontline workers working additional shifts, working on their days off, and at the risk of putting their families at risk. Because when you go in, there's no guarantee that you're not going to catch something. As careful as you are, when you're taking care of more patients than you're supposed to. So for example, in the ICU, you're supposed to have a maximum of 2-to-1. And we saw areas where there were 7-to-1, 9-to-1, 11-to-1. You know, you make mistakes.
So you're now doing work for the union that represents nurses. The pay can't be as good. I mean, you may find the work rewarding, but is it really as good of a job at that level?
I would say that you're not becoming a union officer or a steward because of the pay. It's because you want to do the right thing.
Yeah, and you raised this issue when you're a nurse during one of the several surges of this pandemic. I mean, you were losing patients around you. You had to see people pass away, and you know, at least in the union work, right? Hopefully not.
Yeah. There's one defining moment in my career that really made me make the decision on leaving the bedside. And I had gone into the hospital to actually see a coworker that had been admitted. I walked in, and there were several codes happening in our primary ICU. There were codes happening in our secondary ICU, and nobody in our third ICU had had any breaks. And one of my coworkers just looked at me and said, can you help? They threw me some scrubs, and I worked for the next 4 hours. And during those 4 hours, we had several patients pass away. Mm. And just looking around and seeing the distress really destroyed me inside. And so that's when I internally made that decision that, you know what, this just wasn't the place for me.
Peter Sadu, registered nurse, and is now treasurer of the United Nurses Association of California. Peter, thank you for this.
Thank you.
We reached out to Mr. Sadu's former employer, Kaiser Permanente, to comment on his description of understaffing during the pandemic surges, but did not hear back. The union he's now working for is among those that are planning a strike against that healthcare system this coming Monday amid a contract negotiation. We're also interested in your stories. If you have recently decided to leave your job, why now? Email morningreport@marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart.
Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.